Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone that's on your list, all in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted kind of feeling. They scour the globe for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Somehow they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. Here's a few of my favorite gifts that I found on their site, like Smokey the Bear socks, corporate nonsense generator, holiday cocktail bombs, or Caribou Cocoa Buddies set of two. What about an acoustic frog amplifying phone speaker? Uncommon Goods has it all. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made right in the US of A. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice.
To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/theory. That's uncommongoods.com/theory for 15% off. Or just check the show notes of this podcast. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. All right, everybody, before we get started, just a quick disclaimer. This was supposed to be Case File 58, talking cryptids with Raven from the Raven Effect podcast. However, due to Skype difficulties, it just got all fucked up and we only made it about 5 minutes with him. But we're going to reschedule with him and we'll have him on again soon. But we managed to turn this into something salvageable, talking some Mothman, a little bit of Skinwalker Ranch, some other stories, some just funny holiday stories. And it ended up turning into kind of the ATT Christmas party. So sit back and enjoy a power hour, and we'll be back with a regular case file very soon. Peace.
Hello, and welcome back to Alien Theorists Theorizing, Case File 48. What are we talking about?
100%, that's 1,000 times wrong, because we're way past 48.
Yeah, we're in the 50s. We're late 50s, aren't we?
58.
That sounds better.
Right. Cryptids. Better. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Mr. Conspiracy.
And as soon as he said that, everybody just sighed. That's insane. Yeah. Oh, like, oh, hi. Fuck, it's him again?
A big pause. Yeah, go fuck yourself.
We also have a very special guest on. Oh, there's Andrew, too.
He never says his name.
We have a special guest on, Raven. Raven, can you hear us?
How you doing, man?
Welcome to the podcast.
I've written an intro for you.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, awesome.
One of my world-famous intros that aren't very famous or worldly.
Awesome.
Alien theorists theorizing, or is it alien theorizing theoristing? The Borg says it's futile to resisting. The terrible syntax has me twisting. I feel like I got a fisting from gloved MMA fighter Michael Bisping. A good promo, man, but nothing like Dusty Rhodes' lisping. Did you catch the gist or gisting? I'll now make a list or listing of my favorite wrestling cheats like blowing green mist or misting, the loaded boot or booting. But since this is an alien show, the point is moot or mooting. So how about in Iran, where the ancient sites they're looting, running around hollering and hooting, we should have guns trained at them and shooting. That stuff is valuable, darn tooting. Now it's time for Brandon, Zell, Andrew, and Mr. Conspiracy to buy those rants and rooting. To begin their rants and rooting out UFOs, I can't read my own handwriting half the time, and rooting out UFOs, aliens, and who's cahooting, perhaps our government known for its colluding. But let's start the show. Will it be flat earthers who are deluding themselves? It certainly is bemusing. This intro is now dragging, which may or may not be unamusing. So let's end this now and begin ancient theorizing theorizings.
That was phenomenal. That was great.
That was amazing.
That was more prep work put into that than we've put into any show so far.
Ever.
I did it like 8 months ago when we first scheduled this, and then and it's been said. I went to go find it today, and I was like, I can't find it anywhere. And then luckily, I just happened to open a drawer for some reason, and there it was. I was like, perfect. Of course, can't read my own handwriting, so that kind of influences the text, but that's all right.
So some of our listeners listen to our show. Who was that fucking idiot we had on, the Flat Earth guy?
David Weiss.
David Weiss was on our podcast, and Raven got in contact with us and wanted David Weiss to come on his podcast, and I loved that. I listened to you guys. You guys had him on a really short leash the whole time. I liked that because we let him go too far at times.
Well, I mean, it's just the way my show is, as you know, is it's about me being funny and Busby being funny. And so, you know, not that we're there to make fun of him, but we're just there to, you know, we have to make sure that the show stays funny, you know, because like, it's kind of like the, I always go by, like, you know, ever watch John Oliver last week tonight with John Oliver?
Yeah.
His motto is it doesn't matter what they're talking about. It has to be funny first. And that's the way I feel. The show has to, you know, at least try to be funny. And so we can't let him just go off on tangents because then the funny just becomes tedious and droning.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, we've had two Flat Earth episodes and we've said we're never doing another one. That's it. We've given him enough time on this show.
And now with people, they're going to be flights to Antarctica. You're going to be able to take trips to Antarctica now. So that's going to totally kill their gimmick.
Well. They're fake flights, though.
Fake flights. All fake, baby.
What's that?
They're fake. All those flights are fake, and anyone who takes them is fake and paid actors.
Okay, who's ever on that mic, I can barely... Seriously, it's like you're in another room.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing, Case File 58, Mr. Conspiracy's Power Hour! What do you got for us? Mr. Conspiracy, can you hear us?
Oh, no. Yeah. No, it sounds like you're in a pool.
Oh, wait.
Fuck you, man. I got nothing.
Well, that's what you always got.
Can you tell me you don't have any cue cards with three things written on them? Come on.
Oh, yeah. No, let me go to the car real quick.
Power Hour update. Jack the Ripper, still unsolved. Fucking dork.
As you've listened up to this point, we had Raven on, but we were having some absolutely terrible issues.
It wasn't working for whatever
reason. It wasn't working. We're going to reschedule. So, because we've got a great Christmas present from one of our prolapsing listeners... who sent us $200 to buy booze.
Oh, which we're fucking heavily into already.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's like coagulating of burp
Stop
and fart.
Stop fucking farting. Fuck.
What are you looking at? My get
Mr. Food. Conspiracy. Phil Collins over here in your nice fucking Vancouver shirt. Get you fuck off.
Okay. You took me by surprise. The guy, he gave us $200 for Christmas. It's a LeBron Pond.
LeBron Pond!
No way.
LeBron James.
He doesn't play basketball, but he just got his Christmas bonus, and he said he'd send the boys some beers.
Fucking beauty.
You're a legend, and we are drinking them tonight. We've got a whole bunch of Stephen Buscemi's, Bud Lights.
Got some Granville Island Winter Mingler.
Sir Fireballs.
Got our bottle of Fireball.
And now we're going to do a power hour and just talk about whatever we want.
Yeah, we were supposed to talk about with Raven some cryptid and stuff, but...
Yeah, I'm really glad I didn't write a fucking shitload of notes for that.
Well,
that's awesome.
Why don't we...
me too.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see your cue card, Scotty.
Yeah, what do you got? Mr. Conspiracy's got a list.
I forgot him at home. My girlfriend won't send me pictures of
them. Fuck you. I got the pictures of them.
Hey, so you got... Scotty, you said something. You were like, oh, I got this. This is cool. And then we said, hold on. Wait till we start recording.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Let's hear what it is.
Pull this back up again.
Yeah.
All right.
Can't fucking wait.
cue cards in front of his face. All
right, so there's a conspiracy theory out there that's saying the year is 1719 and not actually 2017.
Okay.
That's, oh my God.
And so it's called the Phantom Time Hypothesis. Roman Emperor Otto III liked the idea of ruling during the year 1000. That's what he liked, starting at 1000. So there's a time saying that he pretty much just stopped time and went back to the year 1000 to start when he ruled. So there's apparently quite a number of years.
You mean
there.
Stopped or like did he go forward?
He
to
was
1,
just
000?
Like whatever time it is, it's yeah, 1000 like, now.
He fast forwarded. He didn't go back. He would have fast forwarded at that time, I would imagine.
Well, I guess it doesn't. Yeah, he might have fast forwarded it, but
all right. And what does that impact us?
Nothing. It does. Time's completely made up.
Fucking bone chilling, man.
Time is completely made up.
No, I got a serious question.
All right, let's hear it.
Why is that a conspiracy? Like, was there like a piece of paper where it was like, for some reason I lived for 100 years longer than I should have?
Do you not fucking get it? It's fucking 1719 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is no paper.
1720.
We're in the height of the Middle Ages.
Yeah. No, Jesus.
It's the Renaissance,
man.
Do
you not understand the fucking gravity of this? Jesus.
We're ahead of the curve right
now. The earth is flat. Maybe they've been right the whole time.
I'm gonna invest in some Google right now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Well, speaking of that, we have a new guest on the podcast, our own tethered AI, Google.
You can't have that in here.
Hey, Google. Say hello to the listeners.
Nope.
Sorry, I can't help with that yet, but I'm always learning.
You're fucking
She's
useless.
Always learning.
Yeah. She's always
Get that out of here.
Learning.
Why do you have that in this? Huh? You have that
She's
fucking,
my tethered AI.
You have the NSA-controlled tethered AI in the studio where we talk about the NSA.
Hey, Google, are you spying on me?
Your security comes first in everything Google does. It's important Google keeps your data private and safe and puts you in control. You can learn more about Google's privacy policy at privacy.google.com/your-security.html. That's privacy.google.com/your-security.html.
There you have it.
There you have
I don't
it.
Buy it for a fucking second, Google.
My security is HTTPL number one.
We're number one.
What did we ask her earlier where she was like, not directly.
Oh, are you spying? Is the NSA spying on us?
You ask the CIA if they're spying on us through that thing.
Well, ask her with CSIS. Yeah. It's more realistic here. Yeah.
So what else we got Skinwalker Ranch to talk about. We got talk of a little bit about Mothman. Andrew,
you want to?
Yeah,
or
why
you
want
to just make a fucking whole Mothman podcast?
I think you should go into Mothman.
Yeah, let's go into some Mothman.
Don't waste those
See,
notes.
Now the pressure's on. I got to read off my fucking phone. It's just...
It's a power hour, though.
It sucks getting thrown into it last minute, doesn't it?
Yeah, what do you... Fuck off.
Oh, well,
if you had fucking time, there'd be three cue cards with three things written on them.
At least I would have had fucking three things written down.
Oh, fuck.
So highly contentious with everyone in the studio.
It's because somebody bought us beers, man.
Scotty's sipping Fireball already.
Yeah.
Oh, we should probably get a secondary cup. I'm so fucking sick.
So is Scotty, so it's already dicked.
You just sipped out of that and you're sick?
No, I just...
Well, I was sick yesterday.
Yeah, fucking right. Bugs.
So
cut
he says,
the balls and just dumped it in, eh?
Pretty much.
He goes, no, I didn't sip it. And then he just does a motion of him taking a sip of the bottle.
not put my lips on it, though.
Well, what are we going to talk about then?
I don't know.
Not Mothman?
Well, I can talk about Mothman if you want to start Mothman. With Mothman. But
so, I've actually, but while you're looking up your notes... I'll tell my Mothman story.
Hold on. Let me introduce who fucking Mothman is.
Why? I can't tell my Mothman story
before
you? No, because
it's going to lead in nicely to your Mothman story. Do you have a personal Mothman?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I do have a personal Mothman story.
Was there a fucking tragedy after this happened?
I don't think so.
Oh. I feel like Scotty just saw a boob. Why are you giggling, little bitch?
Did Rob find out they weren't fucking pork
boy.
Or what?
No. Oh boy!
What? Wait! Everyone, just shut up for a second.
Funny.
Just simmer down a little. What's going on?
We got to tell a little backstory.
Okay.
Okay. This is great.
our whole house is sick. I'm down visiting for Christmas. Brother's there. We're everyone's sick. My dad goes outside to shovel. He goes, "Hey, you want to shovel the driveway for me?" I go, "Hell no." He goes to Mr. Conspiracy. "Hey, Mr. Conspiracy. Shovel the driveway." He goes, "Hell no." He goes out to shovel the driveway. So then my my mom goes, well, you should go help him. I'm like, I will. So I go change and I get my stuff on, and Mr. Conspiracy gets his stuff on.
I did the same thing.
Yeah. So we go out. Mr. Conspiracy grabs a shovel, and I'm walking around, and our dad goes, I'm out here, and I got a cold, and I'm shoveling the driveway. And then I go, well, you got a third shovel? And he fucking javelins the shovel at me, and then just hangs his head pouting, and just storms inside. Fucking has a little hissy fit. So then we shovel the driveway. Scotty just gets a text because it's been snowing all day.
I just got a text
from our father.
He said, you will be shoveling the driveway when you get home. You know how hard it is to shovel when someone drives on it. There's fucking, I don't even have a parking spot in that driveway. It's literally none of them are my cars.
So just I know you guys are all fucking shocked and astounded right now, but Mr. Conspiracy does in fact live with his parents.
I was just gonna say.
He nerd. Lives with Mr. and Mrs. Conspiracy.
Conspiracy Senior?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I'm going to stun the shit out of you as soon as we walk out of the studio.
You just fucking
told the whole world. I think they would have assumed, but yeah. Whatever.
I remember
fuck
when
you.
I
live in a nice suite. I pay more rent than fucking most of you guys do.
I see. You know what a funny thing?
Yeah,
I pay a funny little thing called a mortgage, but anyways, that's fine.
Mr. Conspiracy digging a hole.
He's fuming.
No, whatever.
Okay. So, anyways, okay. Mothman.
How do you get back to Mothman?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so...
I shouldn't ate that 40-milligram weed cookie earlier.
Are you feeling it?
I've already had two beers, and that, for me, is just... I'm fucking...
Attaboy. Okay, Mothman. A little power hour
Mothman.
Here.
Mothman. So, we'll bring it back to the first sighting of Mothman.
All right.
1966, November 12th. Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
West Virginia!
Mama, take me home. Country roads. You had to wait for me to say the lyrics to come in, eh? It's okay.
No, we sing it. It's West Virginia. Blue Mountains.
Checking out the matter.
Country roads. Take me home to the place I belong.
Mountain Mama.
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Where's the Mothman?
Get I don't to know. It. The Mothman, no. Okay,
that wasn't real, was it?
Right.
What the song?
That wasn't pre-planned. Was
no,
it?
No, not at all. That was impromptu.
Right.
Okay. Anyways, November 12th, 1966, Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Man, no, this is fucking. Okay. Anyways,
if someone starts to say a lyric of a song, the rule is you have to sing the song.
I 100% was gonna start singing. That was just, I had that in my brain.
It's really?
Connection. Oh. Yeah, 100%. Okay, so. Where was I?
Bring I don't know.
So, Point Pleasant.
You haven't got very
West
far
Virginia,
yet.
West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Anyways, five gravediggers claim to have seen a large humanoid creature with bat wings and blazing red eyes swoop over their heads while they were digging graves. All right. Over the next 12 months, there were around 200... reports of seeing a similar creature with bright red eyes and about 20-foot wings in this Point Pleasant place, right? Kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I'd say
200 fucking reports. That right there kind of has already got me buying in a bit with this Mothman.
200 separate reports.
So the sightings abruptly ended in 1967, so a year later, when the city's Silver Bridge collapsed, sending 46 people plummeting to their death. Okay.
Motherfucker.
Moments before the bridge collapsed, there were reports of a large humanoid creature on top of the bridge with red burning eyes. All right. Spooky, right? Weird thing, too, is a lot of the people that died in this bridge. Okay, I get it. It's a small town, right? It probably isn't that the population. I don't know the population of Point Pleasant was at that time, but it probably wasn't that big. But a lot of the people that actually died on that bridge were relatives of the people that made those fucking those reports of seeing this large fucking creature. Right?
Oh, so he was like an omen.
Yeah. So, one of these sightings, which happened on November 15th, so close to the first sighting, was four people traveling in their vehicle where they saw kind of what looked like an owl coming towards them in the car. And as they got closer, they realized, okay, that's not an owl.
It's a giant fucking moth.
Well, yeah, like, what? Well, I don't think it's... Why do they call him the Mothman? I don't understand that. I have all my research...
It's a winged humanoid.
Yeah.
Not moth.
Yeah, but if no one's ever
what
fucking...
What do you attack? He eats all the cotton off your clothes, man. You're naked out in the woods.
You just fucking shirt disintegrates.
Andrew.
Thanks, Google.
Is Google talking shit?
Yeah, she said dope story, Andrew. Yeah,
why don't you go fuck yourself, Google? Let me put that in there.
So wait, I thought it had antennas.
I don't know.
I thought it was like furry with red eyes and antenna. And that's why they call it the Mothman.
I mean, I have not got any
not
reports
furry,
of it
fuzzy.
Being... Everything that I've heard, it's always been dark. Like, you haven't... Nobody's been close enough to be able to see what's fuzzy.
Just red eyes, probably.
I've seen
right?
some big fucking owls before, though.
Totally. Totally.
Right? You got bad eyes. You're like, oh, it looks
okay,
like
so
a
anyways,
big
so that a sighting big... that I was just talking about, the reason why...
Oh, good Lord, dear. You see that? That's a giant six-foot man with a 20-foot wingspan. It's got to be half man, half moth for sure.
Like, who's putting that together?
It would be the... I personally feel like it would be the wife saying these things. Where he'd kind of be like, it's a fucking owl.
Yeah, he's like
come on,
it's
relax.
It's fucking owl man.
Yeah, like, relax.
Owl man. She's like, I...
Mano! No!
Mano!
Mano!
Edgar, listen.
But it's eyes.
It's eyes. She's got the red
Edgar's
eyes.
Edgar's got the eyes. You seen the eyes, didn't ya?
And he looked just a teeniest bit fuzzy. Like a moth.
He had little antennas there, eh?
Yeah.
Fucking antennas. Couldn't have been a fucking moth.
Is this Ron Pond?
I don't know.
Ron
Something,
Pond is
I
wife.
Think that, yeah.
It's not a fucking moth.
Listen, Lois, it's not a fucking moth, all right? Jesus fucking Christ.
Quit saying it. It's never going
to
stick.
I'm trying to fucking drive here.
You didn't see any fucking moth. That's a fucking owl, man. Quit trying to make that moth shit stick. Okay? It's my story. I'm going to the news, not
I'm
you. Okay?
To it.
Let me have this one. The owl man.
Slowly went Irish as he went through.
It didn't stick, though. Didn't fucking stick.
Well, you know why? He goes to the news.
He was in and out of Irish that whole time.
They go into the CTV or wherever, and they walk in, and he's like, oh, I've got a story. You're like, get your man here. He's like, I seen this thing, 20 feet, red eyes,
hey, Patrick.
100 feet long. And the wife's like, a fucking Mothman. And the guy's like, that's
ooh,
great.
Mothman, that's good.
That's good for the headline. He's like, oh, you fuck. Yeah, it's the owl man. He's like,
bitch.
He fucking went home and took a round out of it. Yeah. He's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. Where's your Mothman now? There's a tragedy tonight.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
just... Spousal abuse.
Oh,
cool.
That's a good point, though, cool. Because I would never attribute to how they describe him as being moth-like at all.
Neither have I. In all the fucking things that I've read about him, it does
what
not
about
sound
Tragedy
like
Man?
He's actually the harbinger of sorrow. Well, not sorrow. Harbinger of doom. Harbinger of sorrow is fucking a Metallica song. Sick.
Now,
harbinger
is that
sorrow.
Maybe they... Call him Mothman?
Okay, well, here, I have a picture. They have a statue of him in Point Pleasant.
Yeah
have but a statue of looks, him?
That doesn't look like... That's fucking ridiculous.
That's a Mothman
okay,
right
well,
there.
If I saw that...
You know
if,
what that
if you
looks
saw
like?
That, if you saw that, you'd call
what
him Mothman.
What the fuck is the guy's name on the tick? You know what I'm saying?
The Mothman.
Yeah, the little fat guy with the Mothman. No, he's got his... He uses his own name.
He,
it's like,
he has wings.
Yeah,
like,
what's his name?
Yeah.
Something fucked like Timothy or some shit.
Yeah.
Fuck. I just watched the Amazon fucking show, too.
The Amazon?
The Amazon.
Oh,
you
God.
Seen the fucking Amazon show? You seen it?
The Mothman.
I done seen it.
You done seen it. I done seen it before.
Okay, so...
Okay, well, I don't even know what we're talking about now.
Mothman.
This should definitely be an After Hours, by the way. This is fucking trash.
What's a Power Hour?
Arthur lost Power Hour, man.
I've never listened to a Power Hour in my entire time being part of this podcast.
And Andrew talked
Mr.
the whole
fucking
time.
Conspiracies in it.
His name was Arthur, and he was an accountant.
Arthur, that's right.
He was an accountant in a moth costume.
Talks the whole time. I'm trying to tell a story. That's why, but you fucked it.
Your story
you
was stupid.
It. I had a reason what I really think the Mothman is.
Okay,
you can read off that little phone?
I don't want to fuck. Look at this thing. Looks like a fucking tablet. It's gigantic.
I want to know what you think the Mothman is.
Okay, well.
Yeah, continue with
one
the
of those fucking sightings I was talking about.
Yeah.
Right? A couple days after the first one. So. The fucking...
There's no papers crinkling.
Anyways, I'm not going to fucking say one. Doesn't matter. It's a couple days after, okay?
Yeah.
So, the people that saw it while they were driving by the car, when they were driving in the car. Driving in the fucking car.
Arguing about whether it was owl man.
They were trying to have a friendly discussion about if it was an owl or a fucking moth. Anyways, They saw this right around the TNT area is what they called it. And its actual name was the McClinic Wildlife Management Area. Right. Ooh. And this is a spot of a it was a spot of a munitions area. It was a munitions plant around the time of World War II. Right. Ooh. So dealing with lot with radiation, chemicals, all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
My inner comic book nerd wants to jump to conclusions here because it's a wildlife reserve. Right. There had to have been a fucking owl or something like that.
Or a moth.
Around,
for
moth. Or a moth.
Those fuckers are everywhere. Lois.
Yeah. Got into some chemical fucking shit. Got into some radiation. Bada bing, bada boom. Fucking Mothman.
Yeah.
Right? Or Owlman.
But then why is he the harbinger of doom?
Well, that's the other. Is he the harbinger of doom, though?
Sounds like he
is. Because I've got a bunch of reports of people running, seeing this fucking Mothman or Owlman or whatever the fuck it is. They saw him and suddenly became ill. Weren't able to go to work the next day.
He's fucking missed their radiation fucking, man.
Made Mr. Fuck, you're slow, man. Gotta keep up.
Gotta keep up.
Gotta keep up. It's like fucking 15 minutes down. We're talking about it. He's like, radiation, man. No. Anyways, fucking, see, I lost my train of thought. Oh, so they became ill. Work. They became ill. They didn't make it to work. They missed their train. Their train that they take to work derailed, killed everybody on board.
Everybody?
Everybody on board. Everybody fucking died. Okay. Another instance happened in Germany.
So it wasn't their time to go is what you're saying.
1976 in Germany. All these mine workers were coming up to start their fucking shift. All they saw was a big, dark, looming character. It looked like somebody wearing a fucking trench coat, right? So as they got closer, they realized that what it looked like was a fucking guy wrapped in bird wings. And every time they tried to take a step closer to kind of shoo this guy, like, hey, fuck off, we got to get to work.
Yeah.
Or I guess you got to do it in an Irish or German accent.
Hey,
we are trying to get into the mine to go to work. What are you doing?
Yes, you bird man.
Yeah, you fucking bird man. They're hissing. He's hissing at him, screeching. The guys are like, well, we got to fuck off and go tell our boss. This guy's being a prick. We can't get into work.
Right.
This is a bird man.
They fuck off, go to tell their foreman or whatever that, okay, listen, we can't get into the mine. They've got some big bird prick in the way. Boom. Mine collapses.
Motherfucker.
Right?
So maybe he's the harbinger of life.
Well, you never. Well,
maybe it's not the same one.
All right.
Maybe there's different versions of this moth or owl man.
Any of you fucking pricks ever heard of Chernobyl before?
Yeah,
Chernobyl.
What happened at Chernobyl? What famous event took place?
Meltdown?
Fucking meltdown. So on April 26, 1986, there was a giant power surge which resulted in a reactor rupturing, which leaked fucking radiation.
Yeah, the fucking elephant's foot or whatever.
All over fucking Eastern and Western Europe, right? Like fucking...
Terrible. The worst one.
Fucking worst in history, right? So... Right before that happened, like within days, there were reports of a giant black looming figure with big 20-foot wings and burning red eyes hanging around this power plant. Right? And there's like fucking numerous reports of this.
So this isn't, now he's evil again.
Well, he's evil, but there's
is there a report of someone being like, I didn't go to work that
there
day.
Is. There's guy. Somebody said, I saw this fucking big spooky thing and I fucked off. I didn't go to work. So.
Interesting.
Well, it's fucking spooky, right?
So it's could be good or could be bad.
Well, and then I got to think, because it's only certain people, right? It's not like he's stopping everyone going into Chernobyl, you know what I mean? So then, like, I wonder if he's stopping people that have a different purpose.
A really weird thing about this, too, is, like, that one guy, the one guy that missed his train, right, that derailed, he reportedly became ill, right? Walked away with fucking polio. Right? These guys that didn't get into work on the mine all came down with fucking like lifelong illnesses and stuff like that.
Oh, weird.
So the Mothman, he giveth and he taketh away.
So he pretty much just taketh everything. Yeah. Just slower in some cases.
Okay.
It's fucking weird.
So I'll tell you my Mothman story.
Please do.
What is Conspiracy doing there?
Mr. Conspiracy.
What are you doing, Scotty?
So I was probably like 5 or 6 and I was living in Peachland.
Oh, I remember this story.
And we had just finished trick-or-treating. It was Halloween. We get back. And we had a window that looked down, like, the street I lived on. It was, like, a steep street. And it looked down the street. And then it flattened off into, like, a kind of like a T-intersection. But it was dead end on either side. And there was one lone street light on the bottom corner. And I remember I was sitting there. I was looking at candy and stuff and, like, checking my loot. And then I remember...
So this is on Halloween.
On Halloween.
Yeah.
And I remember, it's not a busy street. We lived in kind of a small town. there definitely not a lot of trick-or-treaters. And I was sitting there, and then something out of the corner of my eye, I saw something move, and I looked, and I was trying to see what I saw. And I remember looking and being like, oh, that was weird. And then I caught my eye. There was something sitting on top of that lone streetlight at the bottom. And it was like, it looked like a size of a man now perched at the top of the streetlight, like perched with your knees out with the hands like between, like in gargoyle pose kind of. And it was just scanning back and forth. And I was like, what the fuck is that? I can remember in my head as...
How old were you?
Like 5 or 6. And I remember being like... I remember getting that feeling, and even then, you get that feeling sometimes where you know something's fucked, something's off.
Yeah,
I remember that, and I remember I called my mom and dad, and like as they came to look, it fucking took off. It was just like in the shadows, gone.
Fuck.
And they're like, "Oh, it's just a big bird. It was a big owl." And I was like, "I don't fucking think so." Like,
can Mr. Conspiracy corroborate this story?
No,
or he would have been alive.
Like, no, he would have been like, "Fuck."
Yeah, but think if you're 6, some of these owls are pretty big.
Oh, but I'm talking at the end of the street.
You could see
so
a giant
talking,
shape.
We're talking 2 acres away at least.
Right.
Right? And I could see what looks to be
the defined shape of a humanoid.
Like a humanoid perched on top, scanning. And then, whew, gone.
Now, did anything bad happen shortly after that?
I think I maybe fell and road rash
myself. Mr. Conspiracy was born.
Yeah. Oh, he's getting roasted.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember.
It's because I'm past my 2-beer limit. I can't help it. Fucking late.
What else we got? Anything else for Mothman or Owlman?
There's a lot more. Like, there's people that link that report seeing Mothman at like the Twin Towers before they went down.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Right, but like, I need something tangible. On the like 50th anniversary of the first sighting of Mothman, which really wasn't that long ago. There were actual pictures of Mothman.
How long ago?
Released.
Like 50 years?
The 50th anniversary.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you meant from the first time.
Yeah. This is the 50th anniversary of the first time he was saw. There was like the actual pictures released of him, but it totally looks like Arthur from fucking The Tick.
Yeah, not good. Just,
I don't know. It like, you know what it actually kind of looks like? Is it looks like an owl with a snake, like carrying a snake.
Oh.
But... I don't know. I'll show you the pictures. It's pretty fucked up.
Weird.
Yeah.
What else we got? Mr. Conspiracy, what's your favorite conspiracy?
Yeah, what's this on the topic? Let's just go like this off the wheel here. Oh, fuck. What have you heard recently?
Nothing, man. I haven't been
looking. What's your favorite conspiracy?
What's your favorite color?
Favorite color? It's purple.
Nice.
Same colors favorite as conspiracy. His nurples.
Yeah. Yeah. He's constantly beat me. Favorite conspiracy? I don't know.
You don't have a favorite?
Just a bundle of joy.
Yeah. I'm feeling great right now.
Yeah. Just gassy.
Yeah, and gassy. Bloated. I feel like shit.
It's not his fault. He's got a wide-based vagina with a heavy flow.
Well, should we talk about Skinwalker Ranch then?
Skinwalker? I think I want to save it.
All right. Well, what else are we going to talk about?
Well, Andrew just left, so what should we talk about him?
Yeah, let's talk about this fucking beef.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. What a nerd.
No, we can talk about Skinwalker Ranch.
No, let's keep
inform
it.
Inform me. Tell me what Skinwalker Ranch is.
Let's give it, because we could probably do a case file on it.
Well, some say it's the most paranormal area on Earth. And it's this region in Utah. And pretty much all of like Native American history around there has like claims of like these things called Skinwalkers, which is like some type of like warlock, I guess it can change into a wolf or a bear. And
yeah, it can change what it looks like.
Yeah, so that those legends have been there a long time. And then these people, the Shermans, so it's also called Sherman Ranch, they bought it in the 90s. And what they did when they got there, like they were going to be cattle ranchers. Oh, Andrew's back. We can stop talking about it.
Oh, yep.
No, they're going to be cattle ranchers, so they got this lot, this parcel of land for a good deal. I guess it's like 480 acres or something. And so they set it up, and instantly they started seeing like supernatural stuff. And there's like it's one of these things that have spawned so many stories. There's sightings of UFO orbs, cow mutilations, like multiple. There's been sightings of the Skinwalkers. There's been this thing, they see like a dire wolf and it's like immortal and all this stuff. And then what happened in the end, they ended up selling it what's the guy's name? Robert Bigelow?
Yeah.
He's a Vegas hotel
yeah,
owner.
Yeah, male gigolo.
Yeah.
Hey, we were all thinking it.
Someone had to say
Deuce Bigelow, yeah, male gigolo.
Yeah.
Anyways, he bought this area of land, and he's the fucking owner, or what's the, he has this company. I don't really have it pulled up here at the moment. What was it called?
It's basically the study.
It's like the study of UFO or of paranormal phenomenon. National Institute for the Discovery of Science. So it's just like dealing with alternative science, like metaphysical stuff, I guess, and like supernatural hauntings. So he bought this place. And ever since then, there's reports of like even more UFOs, and they think like they're onto like some new technology there. And it's like just a super weird place. But some of this, there's like a bunch of stories, and you can go through the stories, and you could probably do a pretty good little tale on each of these stories. I guess I'll tell the one about the wolf, the dire wolf.
Yeah, let's hear the dire wolf.
So I guess it was Mr. Sherman and his son, and they were out, had their pickup out at one of the pastures, and there were some young cattle in this one like paddock with a fence around it, and out of nowhere, this fucking giant wolf just comes walking up. This is the story. And it walks up, and it just kind of like strolls up to them and kind of like brushes into them. Like, you know, like a dog like kind of brushes into you, like it kind of wants you to touch it. And the guests are like, holy fuck, because at first they were like frozen in fear, but then it came up and it was super friendly. And it just kind of trotted over to like the fence where the cow was and just grabbed the cow and was trying to pull it through out of nowhere. Like it's from being non-aggressive, just like, I'm just gonna eat this thing. So I guess the guy, Sherman, tells his son to go get his handgun, like his big 357 or something, and goes up and just point blanks this fucking wolf, I guess, right in the back. Boom. And the wolf doesn't even flinch. Just keeps trying to pull his thing through. So then he shoots it. The stories range from another two to a full drum. Or full like six shooter into it, and then it finally just like kind of backs up a little bit, and then it's not working, it's not bleeding or no signs of like any damage. So it goes and gets some people say it's a shotgun, some stories says it's a 30-06, but whatever it was, a more powerful gun, goes up and blasts three more times, and eventually just like trots away. So they're like, well, we have to go hunt this thing down because we can't have it on the ranch.
Yeah,
and they track it for a while, and they're following the footprints or whatever through the dirt, and then all of a sudden the footprints just disappear. And it's gone, and it was never seen again.
Done.
That's just one. There's like maybe like two dozen stories like that.
See, that's fucked up.
And I guess it's just in the last like, because there's a book. I think his name was George Knapp. He authored a book, and he described all these sightings and stuff on the ranch, and that's when it gained like, big publicity because it was like a kind of a bestseller. And ever since then, people like go hike and like camp on the top of the ridge overlooking and look for UFOs and orbs and stuff.
Yeah.
To this day, I guess.
I wouldn't want to fucking hang out by that ranch.
So not just fucking like, skinwalkers.
If it's like a UFO skinwalker, like, was it just a type of alien that fucking changed into a giant wolf or?
Alien wolf? What the fuck was it? Fucking knows.
Was it a man who could fucking shapeshift?
Well, yeah, there's different theories on it. There's theories that it's some type of like thinning of like a rift between dimensions.
Oh.
Kind of one of those things. So that's why the heightened amount of paranormal and supernatural like activity. That's one of the theories. And that's why this guy, what was his name? What did I say? Bigelow, male Gigolo.
Yeah.
He bought it because he's pretty much said he's a billionaire. And he's pretty much said like he's put more money as a private citizen into investigating UFOs than anyone on Earth.
Yeah.
And he's publicly stated on 60 Minutes like, aliens are here. I believe 100% when they're like, well, what do you think when people call you an idiot and like a scam artist? And she's like, I don't care because I know what I know and I know it's true. And he straight up said that. And Gar was like, all right. So this guy's like super into UFOs and that phenomenon. And then he bought this place because all the stories with this company. And
we should try to message him.
Get him on.
Yeah.
Billionaire. Kim, come on our show and also drop us.
Fly us to your Skinwalker Ranch.
I heard a cool theory about other dimensions the other day.
Let's hear it.
It was
nice.
Imagine an ocean with waves.
Yep.
And then an ocean right on top of it upside down with waves as well. And every now and again, those waves touch. And that's where our dimensions meet. And you'll see some paranormal fucking shit. It was interesting.
See some other fishies.
Well, exactly.
You or see some something fishy.
You see, see some shit that's not supposed to be here. Like you see a Mothman or you see a fucking...
Or...
anything else?
The Grinning Man.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear about the Grinning Man.
Fucking.
Aping this.
I haven't been this uncomfortable reading about something in a while.
I like that theory.
Since,
though.
Like, Alyssa Lamb. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, there's really not much about this guy, which
could kind of lead you to think maybe, you know what I mean? It's kind of bullshit. Well, it probably is bullshit, let's be honest. But like,
let's hear it. Let's hear the story.
Okay, so the Grinning Man, a.k.a. Indrid Cold, is his supposed name. Okay, so...
Well, that's a shitty name right off the bat.
Yeah, I agree. So, I'll tell you about a little bit of a description before him, before we talk about his sightings, but he's said to be over 6 feet tall, wearing a dark green reflective suit with a black belt. He had a dark complexion and small, beady little black eyes that were really far apart.
So it's everybody in Canada wearing camo.
What?
You said a green reflective suit?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's like a metallic suit, a green metallic suit.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, he's 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Black, beady little eyes that are supposed to be really, really far apart.
Yeah.
He's not one of his sightings has he been described to be having a nose, ears, or hair. And the most, like, defining thing about him is a giant fucking contorted smile that's, like, fixed. So that's where he gets his whole name from, is the Grinning Man.
Like he's got no lips?
No lips. It's a giant contorted fucking smile. Like think...
It's that fucking cat from Alice in Wonderland?
Think like Joker.
Think the Joker, exactly. Think the Joker, right?
Okay.
So yeah. So that's how this guy is fucking described. First sighting was October 16th, 1966, when two boys, Martin Mouse Monove and James Jimmy Yashtinitz in New Jersey were walking down 4th Street. And they saw a surreal figure standing next to a fence. As they walked closer, the figure was a tall, bald man wearing a green suit who was staring right at them with a huge grin. The man then suddenly started chasing them until they were able to get away from him, right? And then kind of like basically what happened was the kid was going over to take a piss. Yeah, I know. That looks like the Joker, right?
That's creepy.
But fucking creepier than the Joker. Ugh. But so the kid went, so in more detail, when they interviewed the kid, they're kind of like, hey, so what was really happening? The kid said he was going to take a fucking piss. And as he was pissing, there was fucking this smiling guy standing right up next to the fence, staring like into his eyes. And the kids were like, let's get the fuck out of here. And as soon as they started running, this guy chased them. Okay. Second sighting was in 1966, Parkersville, West Virginia. So 1966, West Virginia. What else does that sound in common with?
1966.
Mothman. Oh. So this is miles away from Point Pleasant. Okay. Woodrow Derenberger was driving was on his way home, driving along Interstate 77 until he heard a crash. Then an unidentified vehicle appeared to land in front of his truck. He described it as an old-fashioned kerosene lamp chimney flaring at both ends, narrowing down to a small neck and then enlarging in a great bulging center. The Grinning Man came out of this vehicle with a dark tan and walked up to Derenberger and telepathically said his name was Indrid Cold and he meant him no harm. Cold said he just wanted to know more about the human race and he would visit Derenberger again. After the encounter, Derenberger stated that Cold revealed he was from the planet Lanunos in the galaxy of Jimides.
Jimides.
Right?
Jimides.
And then...
There's a sandwich place in the USA.
Third sighting, oddly enough, was in Point Pleasant.
Ooh.
Right?
Also a little crossover from the Grinning Man to the Mothman.
And this lady says it was a man, a big man, very broad. I couldn't see his face very well, but I could see that he was grinning at me. He walked around the bed and stood right over me. I screamed again and hid under the covers. Then I looked and he was gone.
It's the best way to get rid of fucking the boogeyman.
So these are three fucking things that were all in newspaper articles. And then after doing some research, I found... See, and this is kind of...
Why'd you go and do that?
Well, see, I was doing more...
You're digging.
I was Googleizing.
Yeah.
And I found some shit on Reddit. So that Reddit, you know, Reddit. Yeah. But... Yeah. Apparently there's this subreddit that's all about true stories, and it's like everybody's got to swear that it's true, you know what I mean? So
right.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Take it with a grain of salt. But this guy was telling us, I'm not going to read the whole story because it's pretty long. But basically, this guy's saying he likes to take night walks, and
who doesn't?
It's around midnight, and he's walking home, right? And he's walking down the street, and kind of freaking far away, like I'd say about 50, 60 yards away, he can see this drunk guy hopping down the street, you know? And as the guy's on the opposite side, or the same side of the street as him, he's coming closer. And as he's getting closer, he can kind of see that this guy, he's, you know, maybe he's not drunk, because every movement seems really, like, articulated and like he's dancing almost, right? Like, he's stepping. Yeah. It looks like he's doing dance moves with every step. And he's like, oh, that's fucking weird, right? And he can see the guy's head's contorted backwards looking up at the stars. And he's like, oh, that's fucking weird, right? I can't get it. So then he kind of stops in his place and looks at the guy. The guy stops. He's like, okay, that's fucking weird. Feeling kind of awkward, he, like, looks down. And as soon as he looks down, the guy starts walking towards him again. He looks up. The guy stops.
Like the fucking ghost from Mario.
Right? It's weird.
It sounds like maybe like five beers away. Yeah.
So every time he starts looking at the guy stops. He looks down on the ground, keeps walking. The guy starts walking towards him. He's like, this is fucking weird. Goes over to the other side of the street, being like, I'm going to get the fuck away from this guy. Looks away, looks up. Guy's on the same side of the street as him this time.
So why does he keep looking down like an idiot?
Well, he's looking. Well, exactly, right? Like, that's what I understand. So he's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Looks down, goes to fucking, like, haul ass down a side street. Just as soon as he turns, he's face to face with this fucking guy. Like, out of nowhere.
With the grinning man.
And describes the guy as a large, over 6 foot, black, beady little eyes, green metallic suit, big contorted fucking smile. Took off. So, and this guy, so
he didn't get him.
That's no, my purse. Well, I don't know you.
Well, exactly. It's stranger danger. I need an adult.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
But, like, this guy labeled his story as seeing the smiling man. So he didn't even like fucking call him the grinning man. And then in the comments, somebody's like, you fucking ran into the grinning man. And the guy's like, yeah, fuck, I don't know. Like, I've never heard of this grinning man before. Man, which is kind of weird.
It kind of reminds me, okay, when I used to dabble with some funky hallucinogenics, twice when I've done too many, I've seen not like a smiling man, but I've seen a guy, and I can't say it's the same guy, but it's close enough that it's always creeped me out that it could be the same guy. And it's like an older man in a suit, but the suit is perfect. It's a little too big, but it's perfectly ironed no matter his movements, if you know what I mean. Like, it's like, it, like, it
always nice and straight,
it doesn't
and crisp.
Drop. It's like almost like a cartoon suit. Like, if his arm moves, it doesn't drop down here. It doesn't drop below the arm. It's perfect at all times. And he walked.
Sounds like Jackie Chan. He walked in a tuxedo.
Yeah, he walked very stiff, and he had a hat. And he would look over. He'd tilt his head and look at us. And his face, I don't remember seeing his face because his face was just blurry. Like, it was just, his face was just blurry. And then he had a leash, and the leash had no give on it. It went perfectly straight down to this white dog that this white dog just was fixed forward and would just go, like, all little step, 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 step. And then he would just slowly walk and the straight.
You've seen this?
Yeah, twice.
Twice. So you fucking did hallucinogenics after seeing us and saw him
no,
again?
No, twice. I've
never
this guy
fucking do
twice.
Him again after
I've,
that shit.
I've heard many of your, I've him. Heard many of your mushroom stories. I never heard that
you.
One.
Fuck
heard,
you and your dog.
I heard him. I saw him the time when me, Zach, and Kyle Tubbs did way too many.
Right.
Like, what are we talking about? Are we talking about mushrooms? Or are we talking about, like, dropping fucking
mushrooms.
Acid or?
And
mushroom?
Then okay. I saw him when it was when me, Paul Cambridge, and Zach did them, and we went to Helen Gorman. We were walking back, and we thought Paul's arm was broken.
Oh, I remember that.
We saw him. He walked past us, and we were like, who is that? And then I saw him later that other time.
Did they? Like, did you guys talk about this after? Like, did they see the same type? Like, did they see the same image that you saw?
Yes, because Zach's the only one that saw him twice. Because when we saw him the second time in the park, we were sitting in the park, and he walked in, and he was looking at us, and we went, that's the same guy from last time.
That's fine.
And we were like,
oh.
Okay, now I got a question.
Yeah.
So you see this guy, and he has that, like, that definition on his clothes.
Yeah.
Now, does the world around him look like that also?
Well,
because if it does, I'll tell you, before you answer, I'm going to tell you why I think if it does. Because some people have theorized that, so, like, when we talked to Freddie Silva, and he said, like, every, like, our dimension is this a certain band of frequencies.
Yeah.
And we can only see, like, 1% of the spectrum.
Oh. So the theory is when you like take some of these drugs and it changes your brain chemistry, the theory is that, yeah, you're hallucinating, but in a sense you're not, because you're actually seeing a different like spectrum than you should.
Frequency, yeah.
So that's why sometimes when you do like, sometimes if you do too much mushrooms, you'll see like, some people see like fences and like weird grids all over the place, or yeah, someone will see like claymation.
Yeah.
And they're saying that you're just seeing like a different form of reality.
Yeah.
Like kind of like blended with your own.
Oh, it freaked me out.
No, thanks.
Freaked me out.
That fucking freaks me out.
That's fucking fun. It's mind expanding.
Yeah, it's mind boggling. I'm not into that.
Anyways, so was that area around it? Or probably can't remember, probably.
No, because from what I remember, everything was like, everything else was bouncing, and he didn't seem part of it. He didn't seem part of the fun.
He was out of his element.
That's
right?
Fucked.
It's weird you see him twice.
Yeah,
twice.
Exactly. That's
okay,
fucked.
We need to get some shrooms in here now. Let's see him again.
No. I wonder what this, like, if you're talking to someone who like studies like group consciousness, I wonder what they would say about why people all around the world see like the same very similar looking character under similar
experiences. Can you remember, like, was his face just blank or did he
no,
have
his
a smile?
No, his face was blurry. We couldn't see his face.
So you didn't see the smile?
No, there was no smile. Yeah, I would remember a smile.
Well, it sounds like if you saw the fucking grinning man,
but I remember it did feel like because I remember when he walked by, sitting, and we were far enough away that like even if like we were just sitting in the park, like we weren't making any noise, we were just sitting there. Someone would like look and see us and be like, right? But like the walk both times, there was like a. You felt judged. It was weird. It was weird. Just fucking weird.
That's some old prick spooky with a white dog.
Yeah, but both times.
Did any of you guys watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
That little white vampire at the end of the show.
Remember that fucking episode? It was called Hush.
Oh my goodness.
That's with the grinning man.
Oh, motherfucker.
Google, when you got a chance, Google Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and the episode's called Hush, and go in like Google Images or something like that. And like that's exactly what I think about when I think about this description of the grinning man.
Grinning man's fucked up, man.
Yeah,
dude needs some dental work. That's for sure.
Yeah,
this guy's more goblin-y though.
Yeah, he is. Looks like Andrew,
but it's pretty much the same.
So don't look
that's
work.
Fucking. That's cool.
It's fucking spooky. Spooky.
What else we got? What else we want to talk about?
Well, I had the Ogopogo pulled up to talk about with Raven.
Ogopogo!
Ogopogo! Ogopogo!
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think I'm going to tell it because like, we know what the Ogopogo is.
Speaking of cryptids, so I was doing research on cryptids and it brought me to, I don't know why, it brought me to Joe Rogan's page. Did anybody see that video that he posted of that fucking Komodo dragon eating the monkey?
Yeah, I saw
Holy
that.
Holy shit!
God damn!
Fucking... What? Dinosaur. I got it right here if you want to see it.
Fucking big ass monkey,
it's
man.
A fucking dinosaur.
Chokes on the tail a little bit.
Oh,
but
my God.
You want to hear some firsthand encounters with Komodo dragons?
I'd love to.
Yeah.
I went to Indonesia in 2013? 2013. And I went to Bali, and then I went to the Gili Islands. And from there, I took this like slow boat fishing boat to Komodo National Park. And when you get off the boat, and it's honestly just an island in the middle of nowhere. And you get off, and they're like, all right, be careful of the Komodos. Like they're all around.
Jurassic Park.
They're all around. And all there is
two giant doors open up. A fucking song play.
You know, now that you say that.
Shoot her!
There was this gate. There was no fence. There was just a gate when you got off the dock, and it did have a Komodo dragon up top.
Was Jeff Goldblum there?
No, he was
did
not.
Did Samuel L. Jackson tell you to hold on to your butts?
I wish. That would have made it a lot better. But these things are just wandering around the whole island. And there's a guide with you, and they're like, the guides believe that they're descendant from the dragons, so they think they have dragon blood.
They're fucking dinosaurs.
Man. They're huge, man.
Yeah,
they're
these things
too crazy looking.
And I would like go during the day, and during the day, there's what are you watching?
The fucking thing eating a monkey. I'm listening.
Oh, it's insane. Yeah, but during the day, they just pretty much like lounge around, and this room is 15 feet long. The males are like. Can get up to like 10, 12 feet.
Fuck that.
And like 400 pounds.
I've seen, ooh, like after seeing Jurassic Park, I'm not even taking that chance. No, I'm good.
Nope. And they have venomous saliva. So there's these.
They spit in your eye and you're blind?
No. They don't
see,
do that.
No, you're fucking
too,
Newman from Seinfeld getting spit in your eye. You're dead.
Give me
Dennis
Nedry.
What does he say?
He didn't say the magic word.
Yeah.
Newman.
Fucking Newman.
Anyways. Yeah, they're fucking insane.
Yeah, they're fucking dinosaurs.
And, oh, I was going to say, these guys think they're fucking like descendants of the dragons, and they walk around with just a stick, like a Y-shaped stick, and if the dragons like get aggressive and stand up, they just like push them away with the stick, and that's all they do.
That shit blows my mind. Like, you ever see those handlers on fucking...
Yeah, they're just grabbing snakes
just
left
grabbing
and right.
Snake. No, fuck off, snake. I did a call. We did a call. Whatever. No, not going to explain why. We go into this like shitty house. Fucking, you know, doing my thing. Like, oh yeah, what's wrong? Fucking trying to be, you know, all professional and stuff. And I can like see something moving in like by her, by the bed. And it's just like fucking just like zips by. And on the corner of my eye, I'm like, oh, no big deal, right?
Oh no.
Right? And I see it kind of go by my boots. I'm like, oh, no big fucking deal. And the lady's like, oh, watch out, watch out. And I'm like, what? What's wrong? Like, you know, and I looked down. She's like, oh, it's my fucking pet snake.
What the fuck, motherfucker?
Stomp I fucking jumped, like cartoon, jumped right the fuck out of my boots. I'm like, yeah, see you later. I can't even be in here. She had a fucking albino fucking boa constrictor just zipping around her house.
Albino one?
I don't get it. Like, I don't understand. Like, I've got a couple cats and a dog, right? After getting my dog, I look at my cats now like, you don't give a fuck about me. You don't care. You're just... You shit in a box and I clean it up. That's all I'm here for you. I feed you. Like, you don't give a fuck about me. And these cats, sometimes they cuddle me and whatever, but they still don't give a shit about me. Why the fuck do people have snakes? Like, this snake does not give a fucking shit.
It's waiting until you go cold.
This thing does not love you. It doesn't give a fuck. Like, why do you have this? What is the point of having this? This is not a pet. This is something that, like, slithers around your house and doesn't give a shit.
It's a reptile as well, man. I guarantee there were gigantic ass snakes back in the fucking dinosaur ages.
They're still gigantic. You got anacondas.
Yeah, fuck yeah, man.
I'll never understand why people have these things as pets. I don't get it. It's not a pet. It's not. It's a fucking scary motherfucking thing that wants to eat you.
That person, that snake gives them love.
It doesn't though. It's not capable of love. My cat's not capable of fucking love.
He gives me hugs. He wraps around my neck and
trying to fucking kill you.
Sometimes he gets a little tight.
I'm telling you, like, if we go and do a call and it's a cardiac or whatever, there's a dead body in the room, and if they have a house cat, we make sure we separate it from the fucking body because we don't know how long it's going to take the coroner to get there. And within hours, the fucking cat will start eating the body. Your cat that you love will start chewing on your body.
They're predators, man.
Totally. What do you think the snake's going to do?
Swallow you whole, man.
Fucking right.
If it's a big enough snake. Oh, you have to be a pretty big snake to eat a human.
This is true.
Dude, I've seen that big of looking snakes eat fucking hippos before, man.
Hippos? Really?
Yeah. Fucking look it up. YouTube, man.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah. Hashtag look it up.
Someone looked it up because I don't believe it for a second.
Swallow fucking gigantic. They split, though.
Hippos?
Right?
Hippos are badasses.
Yeah. They end up killing themselves. They split because they can't. It's too big. They can't fucking swallow it. They split open.
Hippos are fucking gangsters.
Just because, like, the biggest snakes in the world are the reticulated python, which is in, like, Indonesia area. And the anaconda in the rainforest. I don't think there's a python big enough in Africa.
Maybe like baby hippos.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Even a baby hippo is probably 500 pounds.
While we're on the topic of snakes.
Sure.
Since I just randomly brought it up.
Yeah.
Do you guys know about mongooses?
They eat cobras.
Dude, I could watch mongoose videos every day until I die. It's the coolest fucking...
They're so fast.
Okay,
dude.
Well, baby hippo.
Dude,
it's a baby.
Let's see.
I don't want to watch this. Oh, that's sad.
I want to see.
It's a pretty big snake, though.
Let's see it.
And the guy just hangs out and watches him eat a baby hippo.
I'm pretty sure it's already eaten it. Yeah. No, that's a big
snakes
fucking
are
snake.
Fucking pricks.
That's a big fucking
you.
Snake.
That's gross. Yeah.
Anyways.
Everybody's seen the movie Anaconda.
Yeah, fuck them.
Nobody likes it.
No, fuck them. But mongooses, coolest things. Everybody's obsessed with fucking honey badgers. I don't know why. Mongoose is where it's at.
They're so fast.
And not only, like, when they kill snakes, it's not like, oh, I'm going to bite it by the neck and shake it like every other. No, it beats the shit out of it. It's fucking like slamming the snake on the ground and punching it. It's the best thing I've ever seen. It's my favorite.
Tearing it apart with his tiny little claws.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Mongooses. Look it up.
Mongoose.
They're the best.
Hashtag look it up.
If I could be an animal, I'd be a mongoose.
100%. Hashtag best of the mongoose.
Can I be a mongoose in Dungeons & Dragons? Half man, half mongoose?
whatever you want, buddy.
Yeah. Mongoose man?
Yeah. Mongoose man.
I got a theory about that, yeah, actually.
What else we got? What else you guys want to talk about?
I don't know. I think I think I'm going to label this one the lost episode. So
lost episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It just, like, right from the get-go, just didn't go. Didn't go how we wanted it to.
Fucking Raven, man.
Right from the get-go, didn't go.
You know what? Most podcasts probably just would have stopped and not recorded, but we pushed through.
I do have a funny story for this, actually.
Sure.
Okay, so Site C up in Fort St. John. This is a good story we can get on a tangent on. Site C, huge project.
Multi-billion dollar hydro dam.
I've worked there.
Yeah, it's really... It was really contentious. They weren't sure if they were going to do it.
Explain to our listeners what it is.
It's a huge hydroelectric dam they're proposing on the Peace River up in northern British Columbia. It's going ahead now. But at the time, the previous government said they were going to build it, and then they put it on hold, and the new government said they were going to review it. So they had this committee called the BC Utilities Commission go around to all these small towns and cities and just give people in these areas a chance to say their two-piece, to their 2 cents. So being a good community person, I went to one. Funniest thing I've ever been to in my life.
Really?
So I go to this one in Hudson's Hope. It's 80 kilometers away from Fort St. John. And BC Utilities Commission comes out. There's probably like 80 people there. People are getting up and, you know, some lady gets up first. I'll tell this one first. Some lady gets up and goes, oh, you know, like, I think this dam will be good for the economy. And I think it's probably a good idea that we just go ahead and get it done. He goes, okay, thanks. Next, who's next? And they call a name and this lady comes up and she's already sobbing. She gets up and she goes, she can't even talk. She's so upset. She goes, has anyone ever given any thought to the black bear? The black bear. And everyone's kind of like, holy shit. And this lady, she's fucking distraught. And she goes, there's 30 black bear that run in my field. And if you put this dam in, what will they do? They have nowhere to go. I was like, what the fuck? And for 2 minutes, this lady just fucking went on a tangent about there's 30 black bear in her yard. And if they go ahead with this dam, they'll be homeless.
30 blackbirds feeding them garbage?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? So I was like, right away, I was like, this was like the second person up. I'm like, oh, this is going to be interesting. Now, my favorite guy of all time. This guy gets up. He's wearing like fucking typical hillbilly, like fucking blue coveralls, like rubber boots up to his knees. Got like a fucking straw.
Hold got a thing of hay coming out of his mouth.
Hold the straw hat. He comes up there and he goes, oh, I lived in this valley for... Well, the 30 years I've been making honey. I'm a local beekeeper. I make all the honey here. And he goes, you should cancel this dam. It's cost, I think, about $7 billion. Scrap that and invest that money into the community here in Hudson Hope because that will pay off. He goes, me alone, I can't talk for everyone, but right now I make about 100 pounds of honey every year with my bees. He goes, you scrap this project and invest in me. I guarantee you next year.
200 pounds a year.
I can make, thanks for, he took the punchline.
Oh, you fucking asshole.
He goes, I could easily next year make 200 pounds of honey.
God, selling himself.
I was like,
what an asshole.
That's
what people are saying for this dam.
Yeah, he was like,
invest in me.
Yeah, and I was like,
you fucking hosers.
I was like, he's got the balls to go up there and say, cancel the $7 billion project. Give
it's
him
nine.
Money.
It's actually about $12 billion.
And he's gonna double his yield of honey from 100 to 200. And he didn't say I will. He's like, I might be able to get 200 pounds of honey next year. I'm like, fuck, how much is honey? Is honey expensive?
I'm sold on him. I'm sold. Save the bees, man.
I think I get like a liter of honey for like $5 at the market.
Maybe 10, 15
fucking,
bucks.
I laughed so hard. Like, audible out loud during this utility.
Out of
commission.
All the things they could have said about the like the negative effects of the dam,
yeah,
that's what they came up with.
That's what this guy.
Not bears and bees.
The bears and the bees.
The bears and the bees.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, like I don't know if no one's familiar with the Site C Dam, go look it up because there was like I think he was the director of the company who was supposed to be in charge of doing the analysis of it after it got started. He resigned because he disagreed with the decision to go forward with it because they said the amount of dollars it's going to take to build the project, you're not going to see it back in the profit for like 55 years, and by then they'll probably have more efficient ways to produce power. So they're like now they put like so many billions of dollars into it, they're they're just going ahead with it just because they like, we should just finish it, I guess.
I wish there was somebody else, like there was a more Canadian thing than bees. Could have got
the beaver.
We're gonna fucking build a hockey rink instead.
Yeah,
it's gonna go right fucking through it, right down the fucking center ice.
Where are we gonna play shinny?
Yeah, fucking bullshit.
When they flood this valley, where are we gonna play shinny?
Fucking right. You build this fucking pipeline, I'm a fucking jersey every single one of you sons of bitches.
Yeah. Invest the $7 million into Zambonis.
Fucking hosers. Jesus fucking Christ.
I just laughed then that honey guy. I'm like, what's that? He's like, yeah, you know, I've been thinking about merchandising too with this $7 million investment. Making t-shirts that say "Hi, be crazy for honey." And the bee, you guessed it, will be a bee. It's a little play on words.
No, oh, man.
And you know, I guess I could think about utilizing the honeycomb. I've heard it's a great treat. But fucking, that's it's funny. Hilarious. $7 billion. Give this guy, he's gonna make 200 pounds of honey.
Good.
It's a lot of.
He's got my vote.
An additional 100 pounds of honey. He's yeah. doing that of previous 100 for free.
It's a good pull, man. 100 yeah. pounds?
To really get to that next level of production.
Well, another lady went up and she's like, the soil in this valley is grade A soil. You can make anything you want will grow in this valley. And it's the best for farming. And if you take it, my land will not yield any more food for anyone. I could feed hundreds and thousands of people. And then the one lady goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, just clarification. What are you growing on there now?" And she goes, "Well, nothing." Well, nothing.
Bees. Fucking bees.
You guys in the back. More bees.
Yeah.
You'll get 2 minutes too.
Aren't these guys all living on this property that's all going to get flooded? Why don't they say, like, my house is going to get flooded?
Oh, yeah. Or you think, be like, you know, like, oh, my kids grew up here. I grew up here. My parents grew up here.
Some type of personal story.
Right, no, yeah. And this guy's fucking going on about bees.
You know what killed me? I was up there. I worked up there. What drove me fucking mad was there was a massive mouth of a river that fed into another river. And they dug it all up and didn't even check for gold. Nothing. Didn't gold mine a goddamn thing. I guarantee.
You went out there with your fucking gold pan checking?
No. I didn't. Well, I was doing other things.
You're just as bad.
Who are you to talk then?
They literally just dug it up and were like, just got rid of it away. Over there.
You kind of got the crazy prospector fucking beard going on.
Do you
on.
Know where it's buried?
Start digging. It's a huge operation where they just shove it into and start making concrete.
I think you should do it.
I think you should.
Stinky Pete the prospector.
With
get
my
out there.
Bees and his gold, we've got quite the hot commodity. We could turn this
that
around.
That is the gold. It's the honey, man. Yeah. Fucking, there's a gold it's right there.
Nature's gold.
Yeah.
All right, boys. I think we should wrap this one up.
Fucking Dungeons and Dragons time.
Abortion of a podcast.
I liked it.
Hey, if you listen this far over us talking over each other and making fun of Mr. Conspiracy Non-Top, congratulations.
Fuck you guys.
You pass me another beer.
No, you can go hey, fuck yourself.
Everything Ouch. Everything we wanted to happen today you didn't really light? Happen. So, hey,
huh?
We got something out.
This Bud's for you.
This Bud's is for you.
All right, okay. Boys. Fucking sign her off.
Live long and prolapse.
Let's get out of here.
And don't forget about the honey.